My parents named me Sandeep very deliberately. They wanted something simple, easy to pronounce and spell, not something a five-year-old might trip over at kindergarten like Jyotirindranath. One of my closest friends was Krishnendu, and his name was quite a mouthful. Mine was a cakewalk in comparison, until I went to America. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. "Can I call you Sandy?" said my first American roommate, Bob, in San Carlos. I refused. A country which could deal with a national security advisor named Zbigniew Brzezinski and a film star turned politician named Arnold Schwarzenegger,
"I'll be back,"
should be able to deal with Sandeep. Anyway, Sandy and Sandeep were both two syllables. If Bob could call me Sandy, he could just as easily call me Sandeep. He looked unhappy about it, but did not protest. I became Sandip, but at least I was able to nip my sandification in the bud. Around me, Indians were changing their names almost like a rite of passage. Piyush Jindal and Nimrata Randhawa became politicians named Bobby and Nikki. Piyush Jindal became Bobby after watching the Brady Bunch on television.
"It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone."
Thus young Jindal changed his name from something that meant nectar of the gods to a character he saw on TV. We didn't think that much about the name game. Changing your name to make it easier to sell insurance to Americans was just included in the price tag of immigration. It was time-honored practice, part of shedding old skins and acquiring new ones in a foreign country, sometimes with good cause. A friend named Pratik said it was easier to say Patrick than to have the Starbucks barista butcher it for him. And I confess, I've given my name as Roy to the barista because I'm just too tired to deal with the "how do you spell that?" just for a medium iced tea. When I returned to India, I thought at least my Sandy struggles were behind me. But in Kolkata, I ran headlong into another issue. There's another Sandeep Roy in town. Well, a Ray to be precise, but in Bengali, a Ray and a Roy are written the same. Film maestro Satyajit Ray's son, Sandeep Ray, was already in the house. I'd already had a taste of that mix-up once Sandeep Ray was visiting California. The local Bengali association had organized an event for him. A middle-aged man buttonholed me there. "What's your name?" he asked. I told him. He said, "I once knew your father." I looked at him quizzically. He said he had met him on a bridge. My father, a civil engineer, did build bridges, so that was not outside the realm of possibility. It's only when the gentleman started talking about how my father was framing a shot from that bridge, I realized he had mistaken me for the guest of honor. I had to tell him he was wasting his precious Ray story on an undeserving Roy. In Kolkata, I have come out of panels and readings and been told by someone or the other that while they enjoyed themselves, they had come expecting the more illustrious director's son. Some even came clutching one of Ray's books. I almost offered to sign them anyway. The other day, I got a message on Instagram from a stranger who wanted to meet me. It was not because of my photography skills or writing talents or general good looks. She had written a story she thought would be perfect for a film. Of course, everyone here knows that even Sandeep Ray is no Satyajit Ray. He makes films, but is not hailed as one of the world's greats. But he's the way Kolkata pays its tribute to the master in a city where pedigree still matters a bit too much. That's why it's doubly sad when I'm mistaken for him. In a city still yearning for Satyajit Ray, Sandeep Ray is the placeholder, and I'm merely an imposter with no connection to the master, not much more than a typo in the nostalgia script. But it could be worse. I have met the real Sandeep Ray, an affable man. He smiled gently at my predicament and said, "At least you don't make films." There's another Sandeep Ray who is also a filmmaker. Imagine his predicament. I would not want to be that namesake. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Them had hair of gold, like the mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man.